Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hurting me right now. I'm in discomfort. I'm here in the smoke. I am next to this side of miserable.
And I'll Michelle and get you an NIOSH mask.
I do have that. I do.
You have a NIOSH? You have NIOSH masks?
N95 masks.
Do you have them?
I do.
Yeah, you want to use them. Okay, we're going live now.
Okay.
We are live. This is Deborah Tavares. Deborah, we've got lots to talk about today. You've done some recent travel. I want you to, it's your show. I'll insert comments and I'll jump in periodically. But what did you do recently that was a new adventure
that exposed you to some
unbelievable nastiness? What happened?
Okay, well, I first want to acknowledge the active fires that are destroying many homes and many lives right now. In many of the fires, particularly the fires in Paradise right this minute.
Yeah, it's gone. Paradise is gone.
It's an ongoing disaster zone, and I can only say from my experience here in October of 2017 in Santa Rosa, I am in tremendous pain over what I see happening to these people with the intentional...
It's disgustingly awful, isn't it?
It is, and I have to say right now, too, for everybody that's listening, while we are many miles away from the Paradise fires, we're inundated with smoke, and my throat is hurting. People I know are really suffering from the toxic smoke as it is right now also.
By the way, I have something for that. I have a plasma air filtration system and NIOSH N95 masks. If you contact us, we can get the air filtration for your home and the NIOSH masks you wear, and it'll cut out 95% of the smoke particles, okay?
Yes, and everybody does need to do this. We have the N95 masks. They're hard to get, though, now in the burn zones. So I would recommend...
We have a supply here. If you contact us...
Right. I would recommend everybody order them. We're going to need them. There are many particulates in the sky. But again, I have a very heavy heart over what is happening.
How many people do you think are potentially dead? You pull a number, I'll tell you what I've heard lately.
Well, I don't know the exact numbers right now, but...
Nobody knows, but I can tell you what I've heard from my sources is they expect somewhere upward of 100 are dead, they can confirm, but there's 1,300 still missing, which means the number is going to rise over 1,000 dead.
Well, that's very likely, and we'll know as days go by as the bodies are located and as family members...
They have DNA, people going around with bone fragments looking for DNA. Analysis. That's how bad it is.
Right.
All that's left is not even a person. There's just chunks of bone and DNA. Okay, that's it.
So we need to talk about a number of things. First of all, without question, everybody listening understands that this is an intentional weaponized attack that these fires have been.
How do they weaponize it? I want you to come up with your part, and I'll tell you my part. Go ahead.
Well, I want to cover a lot of things right now. First, I want to go over the media now is coming out with things like Illuminati government lasers. California fire conspiracy theories are wild and wildly implausible. So this is
why do they think they have a right to overrule our intellects? Do they have a logic, or do they just want to besmirch us because they want to say, you should be on a psych floor with an antipsychotic in your right ass cheek with a posy jacket on in a padded room so you won't hurt yourself?
That's right.
These people are ignorant, narcissistic, arrogant bastards. Tried to tell us that we shouldn't ask questions. And I tell people the most important thing to do on the Nutri Medical Report, do not believe me or anybody else they have on the show, but ask better questions. And when you go to your documents, which you're a document master, you're like the maestro of documents. And when you read it, you see, all you can do is weep. Because this is not open to anybody's goddamned opinion. Excuse my English.
Well,
it's ugly, and it's nasty, and it's real, and you've got all the documents to prove this is an agenda, and it's not randomly happening. It's an agenda.
That's correct. And so for everybody that's listening, I'm going to be doing a show this Friday with two firefighters that are going to be talking about their understanding of the fires here that burned in Sonoma County.
Which show or network are you doing on, Granada Forum?
Granada Forum. So everybody listening, please go to Granada Forum this coming Friday. Listen live.
And I'm hoping you won't have Nick there, who had a little fit at the end of
our
show.
You'll
be Nick free. Go ahead. I had to make that comment.
I really have to roll into some very important information.
Go ahead.
I want to bring to everyone's attention, because there are many naysayers that do not believe that this is a weaponized weather attack, that these fires are exacerbated by many things. Certainly, the accelerants in the overhead aerosol spraying programs, as well as the smart meters being pulsed.
The pulsed smart meters will create fires. We know that in Saskatchewan, they allow them because they create fires and fires and wiring inside buildings and businesses.
Okay, so now I want to refer to a report, a document called Project Skywater. And this is from the Bureau of Reclamation in 2009. I would recommend that everybody take a look at it. I will be covering this more in future shows, but it is about the history of rain making and the fact that the technologies have been there for many, many decades to create rain. Therefore, there could be rain created right now to put these fires out, and they're not. I'm also looking at another document right now dated June 27th of 1976. And I'm going to just read a little bit of this because this is so diabolical what they have done and what they've known since the 1950s about creating weather events. And again, I will cover these in more detail because I'm really racing to get to some important aspects today because I have been out of the country for the last couple of weeks. But this document dated June of 1976 talks about how the government was seeding near Cuba, and that caused less rain, not more. It was supposed to squeeze rain out of the clouds before they reached the island. You might say that the U.S. government created an embargo of rain and eliminating rain over Cuba. And again, this is back in, this is a document admitting this, a whistleblower back in 1976.
Right.
We know that the United States has secretly used cloud seeding to dry up the Cuban sugar crops, and a former Pentagon think tank researcher was discussing that and went on into talking about how the CIA and Pentagon seeded clouds in wind currents that carried rains to Cuba. They also were involved between 1966 and 1972, the CIA and later the Pentagon, using cloud seeding to make enemy trails muddy in Southeast Asia.
They used this for 90 years. I mean, they were seeding clouds in the 1920s.
Right.
So this is not new science, is it?
It is not new science, and what we're seeing right now is intentional burning, allowing it to burn with the accelerants of the overhead aerial chemtrailing. Homelessness is a business. It is an intentional plan, and it is a climate action plan as well. Homelessness is an action.
Let me make a comment. I want you to comment on this. I found out from my research that even when your home burns down in Northern California, you try to rebuild it, your fire insurance doesn't cover your foundation.
Well,
so
that's absolutely true. Now, I want to add, that is true. We found here in Northern California that the insurance does not cover foundations because generally they do not burn. But in the cases of the heavy fire and the accelerants and the laser and the weather weapons that have been admitted to by Pacific Gas and Electric. And everyone has heard me say multiple times PG&E is run by Rothschild. And in the case of Malibu, Southern California Edison, the umbrella is Edison International. If you type in Edison International and Rothschild on your search bar, you find that Edison International is run by Rothschild as well. Now, I want to say that we flew in to LAX on November the 15th in the afternoon, and we were filming the heavy chemtrailing above all the heavy smoke, which many of you likely did not see, but we have it on footage that will be on StopTheCrime.net soon. But as we then took off out of LAX along the coast of Malibu, where I grew up in Malibu, so I was familiar enough with the lay of the land, and we were filming the chemtrails and heavy smoke there as well. When we get to the other side of the break, I really do have some extremely important information.
I'm sure you do. You and information always show up together. Isn't that amazing? Back in a moment. Oh, my God.
A pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Public Utilities. Now, this article you sent me through your hubby's email, which is fire conspiracies, right? Illuminati government lasers, California fire conspiracy theories are wild and wildly implausible. Who the hell do they think they are to question us asking questions that know science and have that classified access like I have, to try to pretend that they think this is all random or it's an act of God, which is not the real God, it's the Luciferic God of dialectics of evil. They need to stuff it. Because we're asking questions and we want answers. We can see some by looking at the hot cross bun in the sky. Chemtrails. We can see it when they don't clean out the duft and fire things. When they do a clear cut. I saw this in British Columbia in 77. They clear cut a whole area of forest and the trees all die. What the hell do they think is going to happen? It's going to be fire. Okay? If you don't clear out the dead trees and the duff between trees, and if you don't put a back road so you can get a fire engine in or do clear cut to get the roots, because they'll sometimes burn through the roots for months before it explodes into a fire when the humidity drops below a certain percentage. And then we don't even talk about directed energy weapons or torsion fields in the upper atmosphere at 80,000 feet where they're organizing storm cells, where they're blocking the rain, or they're doing things like they did over Cuba back in the 60s, where they try to precipitate the rain before it gets to Cuba, so their sugarcane crop dies, okay, because there's no rain.
Fidel Castro was accusing the U.S. as well as Hugo Chavez of weather events, as well as also giving cancer, doling out cancer to kill them as well, and many other attempts in Operation Mongoose. That's unbelievable. But what I want to talk about, because we have a contributor, and I appreciate the contributions, and fear is how the controllers are keeping us on a leash. And this is out of Santa Barbara. Reference, Santa Barbara County, aware and prepare alerts. This is an important message from Santa Barbara County. This is dated November 18th, 2018. It says that Santa Barbara County and the National Weather Service are monitoring the storms predicted this coming Wednesday, November 21st of 2018. At this time, the forecast does not indicate rainfall intensities that could cause debris flows and around recent burn areas in Santa Barbara County. and they say that they will continue to monitor the weather and will advise the public if the situation changes. So what of course they're doing is they are going to cause the floods and all of the mud flows that wreaked havoc in Santa Barbara last year.
Well, they have last year, and Gavin Newsom was responsible for not funding proper taking care of this mud, earth, and dam, which basically, if they get enough rains to come after these fires, you can destroy 250,000 homes and put 250,000 plus people in danger.
Well, that is the plan, and this falls in line with all of the climate action plans and all of the resilient plans to literally cause massive global displacement. This is not just in California. Certainly, it seems that California is under mass attack, yet because we are a nation state. We have either the sixth or seventh largest economy. We are hit, and Santa Rosa and Sonoma County is a direct result a year later of massive economic downfalls because we have limited housing. We don't have enough housing. People are having to move out. They're moving into trailers, and it is diabolical, the intentionality around the buildup of homelessness, which is all part of the plan to force people into human settlement zones, as we call them. But I want to read...
How many civil detention camps do you think they have in America ready for Americans, or anybody, including foreigners, but Americans? Part of the reason why I'm concerned about just the wall is not just to keep people out from coming in, it's to keep us in from going out.
Well, that's absolutely true.
And I'm concerned about these civil detention camps. Who are they for? They're for dissident Americans. You know, the red, green, and blue lists? This is not an imaginary thing. I know about the classified sources of it. So the fact is that a lot of these plans, we have better protection technology. Whether Trump knows it or not, and I'm very disturbed by the fact that some of this behavior, he gets really excited about North Korea and then he doesn't follow through. He gets really excited about the fires in North Korea.
Well, Dr. Bill, I want to stop.
But I don't see a follow through on it. And that's why when I got to raise this issue, people need to realize we need to have a Samuel Council with people like you talking to Trump, say, do you know we have weather modification? Do you know that California, including, by the way, a lot of these areas are federal areas. They're not state areas. They're federal lands that they're not managing properly, aren't they? Please continue.
Well, they're intentionally not managing them properly, and they're intentionally out of the reach of all of us, because the more land that they take and they put into park reserves, they're reducing the property taxes collected, because then they fall out of the property tax rolls. Completely additional information. I'm really concerned what the CEO of USA Inc. really means when he says America first, because when I...
You're taking the negative side of America first. In other words, down the toilet hole first.
Well, when
down
I
the rat hole.
When I look at the YouTube we have up, Kill Cities, Rothschild, and Rockefeller, and everybody needs to take a look at that. It was handicapped by YouTube, but still take a look at it. It has a press release from Rothschild and how they are going to restructure North America. Well, they are right now restructuring North America. This is exactly what is happening. And when I look at many of the ways in which all of this is being funded right under our noses, I look at documents such as Rothschild's acclaimed services in Latin America. And they say who they are and what they do, and they say that they are a global advisory group, and they have deep local experience in Latin America and dedicated regional coverage through local professionals in Brazil and Mexico and supported by partnerships in Chile, and that Rothschild provides expert advisory and execution services, to large and mid-sized corporations, private entities, families, entrepreneurs, and regional governments. And they say over time, Rothschild has built trusted long-term relationships with many Latin American companies and hold a solid track record of repeat business. And we are a leading advisor in the region with an exceptional deal flow and a wide range of industries, and Rothschild is involved in most of the large advisory situations, both local and cross-border. So when we talk about what Rothschild said, which is Pacific Gas and Electric, and again, Edison International, back in 2011 in this email exchange, again, dated August 22nd of 2011. You can hear this in Plan to Burn Up Northern California. Please help us get that out far and wide. Plan to Burn Up Northern California. Also, I'm going to read this, but then I want to certainly recommend that everybody watch closely to the Stop the Crime YouTube video channel, because we are posting, we're downloading right now a YouTube video that you are not going to want to miss, and I can't underscore that enough. But back to fires, because that's on another topic, and it is diabolical. And I'm not wanting to scare people, Dr. Bill. I'm just wanting to present.
I do. I want to scare the passivity out of people.
Well,
it's no longer time. You know what it's time? It's like you're in a school and you see the curtains on fire. Somebody has to tell a kid, pull the fire alarm. You're pulling the fire alarm.
Well, I want to talk about solutions, and certainly knowledge is...
But they need to be scared versus not going to move.
Yeah,
they think you're making this up, that you just want to massage your ego or seem special. No. Bad stuff's happening. Not future. It's happening right now. And it's not over, by the way. These fires in Paradise in Northern California that wiped out towns and cities and killed maybe over 1,000 people, this is just the start, people. This is not over.
That's exactly right. It is just the start.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You visited Cuba, and you had some... I'm sure your heart is heavy from what you saw. Go ahead and tell us what it is.
Well, it is, but before I get into that, I do want to remind everybody about the email exchange, because we are certainly experiencing horrific fires that are resulting in lost lives and lost homes, and this is going to continue, and we need to get breathing apparatuses and get... air purifiers in our homes, etc. But this is an email exchange from Rothschild to a division of Rothschild. So what do I mean by that? This is dated August 22nd, 2011. You can hear it being read in the YouTube, Plan to Burn Up Northern California. Please help us get that out far and wide.
Right.
So here is what was dated August 22nd of 2011, and this was from the California Public Utility Commission to Pacific Gas and Electric. And he says, I assume you're assembling a high-level task force of washed-up and never-were, yet somehow movie star handsome, former astronauts to handle PG&E's response to the upcoming damaging space weather. Also, please dribble out one at a time over the next few months all internal memos, lawsuits, PowerPoint presentations, and officer cover-up directives in which PG&E is repeatedly warned about damaging space weather and chooses to do nothing, and then has its lawyers blame it on its customers, a.k.a. Earthlings, for any adverse consequences resulting. Thank you. So now within a few minutes... This is the response.
This is like a private letter between a minion and Satan himself, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, within a few minutes, Pacific Gas and Electric, Brian Cherry responds to this email, and he says, back to the California Public Utility Commission again from Pacific Gas and Electric, just a reminder, we are the first to propose a solar generator in space that will beam RF waves down to a receptor site and convert it to DC current. We have changed our receptor site from the Mojave Desert to Sebastopol, California. Now,
right.
We're going to talk about that because there is a corporation that Pacific Gas and Electric is working with, and they are changing the way energy is going to be brought to us. And we'll talk about that in the next show, but I'm leaping now into Cuba because Cuba has only recently opened up to Americans. There has been the ongoing inability for Americans to get into Cuba, and you can only get in there under certain visas and certain methods, and that's either educational or cultural. You have to stay with a guide at all times, so they say. And that's what we did. So I want everybody to know I have not divulged this on radio before, but one of the reasons that I wanted to go to Cuba is my father was involved in being picked up between Florida and Cuba in the early 1970s by a Russian submarine on our boat. And this was our family boat, and my father was sailing, and he was pirated out of international waters and brought into Cuba, potentially for a variety of reasons. We were never clear as to what those reasons were, other than possibly the suspicion that maybe he was trying to help Cubans get off the island. But nonetheless, he was sentenced, and he served 4 years in La Cabana, which is an infamous prison in Havana. And my father survived that four-year brutality, torturous situation, and came home so malnourished, I did not recognize him when he arrived. But having said that, I'd always wanted to go and just take a look at the prisons that my father was in. And many of the prisoners during those days, which was through the influence of Che Rivera, who was extremely brutal, particularly to Americans and Cubans that did not leave during the Batista-Castro takeover, when all the properties were nationalized and everyone's homes, businesses, and so forth were taken. And so they did many horrible things to the prisoners. They had a coffin drawer, for example, that they would put the prisoners in for days at a time and only let them out to wash the coffin drawers out. Very, very brutal. But what stunned me when I was there is Cuba is a prison, and there are prisons within the prison island of Cuba. So what do I mean by that, and what did I see? The Cubans are terrified. If they say anything at all against the dictates of this, they like to call themselves socialist government. It's a dictatorship. It's whatever you want to call it, actually. But the Cubans are horrified and frightened because there are plainclothes police everywhere on the island that are hiding in bushes. They're also in uniforms. Everyone is having to look over their shoulder. Water rationing is in full-fledged there. And what that means and what that is that water is only turned on maybe a couple of hours a day. The Cubans have water tanks on top of the roofs of their houses, and they fill those as much as they can when the water is turned on. And they never have enough water. Sometimes the water's not accessible for a month or so at a time, and they're forced to buy bottled water. The Cubans make on an average of $20 a month. Again, it's a level playing field of socialism. It's exactly what's coming here through the climate action plans. And
they're going to Cubanize America, aren't they? The laboratory of Cuba has been developed for 50 years ago, so they could actually play it out on the American population. And what's happening in Northern California is just the first round of these games to depopulate and destroy the environment. And it's all by it's not by chance.
This is all by design.
It's all by design.
What we further saw in Cuba was tremendous food shortages. The Cubans are given ration books and they go to a local store, and when I mean a local store, I am talking about, and we film this, so we'll have this up on Stop the Crime, so you can actually see what a Cuban store looks like, dirty, dusty, a couple of shelves, and very meager food. I mean, you can literally, within a five-foot area, see the food that's in the store that the people go into, and they're allotted a certain weight of corn, of rice, and of cooking oil, and they can't buy shampoo or other products every month. They have to wait. So the women were explaining how they have to really choose how often they wash their hair, also with the water shortages as well.
This sounds like a kind of a preview of Armageddon, doesn't it?
Yes, and the tourists that are there are told not to drink the water. There is a, because we will get sick, and there is a travel advisory because of the use of directed energy weapons on the American embassy and American personnel in a number of hotels.
Now, who do you think is doing those directed energy weapons?
I think it's probably either Russia or the United States.
Right. In other words, who's going to benefit? Right?
Well,
now, Russia is very expert at it, and so is America. People think, oh, no, it's just the Russians. Look,
well,
I talked to an NSA agent 24 years ago, and he said, look, if you used to retire and they get you ticked off your senior bosses at the NSA, they used to double tap you with a bullet, 22 caliber left ventricle in the forehead.
Yeah.
So we didn't have an exit wound. He said, but then we stopped that 20 years ago. This is now 1994, so we're talking about the mid-70s. They start giving a DEW, or directed energy weapons, to give you cancer, heart attack, stroke, or throw off a pulmonary embolus. And say, with a directed energy weapon, man, you're going to die. And they can set it up in a van across the street from your home and pulse you. Or now they can fly a drone over your head and you don't even know it's a quarter mile or a half mile above your head.
Well, look at Operation Crimson Mist over Central Africa in the mid-90s, and that was the CIA.
And now, by the way, with 5G network, they can tune in to your GPS boards and hit you with a combination of frequencies to harm you at a distance.
But I have to tell you, on the other side of the break, what else we saw in Cuba.
I'm sure you did. See, lots of stuff that makes your stomach still churn, right?
Absolutely, and it's where we're headed. I saw America.
I saw America. There you go.
Do you imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry? Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Now, Friday, the 23rd, the day after Thanksgiving, Deborah is doing a special on Granada Forum. What time is that special? And they can listen to
StopTheCrime.com. Yeah, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Just
and that's specific time,
type
by
in
the way.
Granada Forum, listen live, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're having one is a fire captain, and they're going to be talking about their experience here in Northern California with the fires, the directed energy weapons, the smart meters, and many ways in which we need to harden up against future fires. Because when I was in Cuba, we were hearing reports, and I was hearing Governor Brown saying this is the new ad normal. He had been saying it was the new normal now with all these fires, and there wouldn't be a specific fire season anymore. But now it's going to be year-round. So we've got to harden up. We've got a plan for these direct.
But these people don't have anything to manage even the ground management level, which any idiot would know for the last 100 years what you do to manage ground to reduce dust and put fire brakes and everything else. They're not doing that even.
No, this is all intentional. But moving along, because I want to finish a conversation with Cuba and why we were seeing what's happening here. Because Cuba, again, tremendous water restrictions. I was looking now at the Cuban Climate Action Plan. They're going to be building water treatment plants there now as well, just as they are building now here in the United States to give us urine and poop water, recycled, of course, and desalinization. That is now going to become a method in which they say that they're going to need to produce more water. Remember, we have primary water. It's new water that is a renewable.
But getting back to the new water doesn't have tritium and deuterium. So in other words, it's not going to contain heavy isotopes of water. Pure primary water does not have heavy isotopes of water in it. That's the best way to tell if it's primary water. There's no deuterium and tritium in it.
So what I want to say is when we were in Havana, we were walking through a square, and there was a Cuban there passing out flyers desperately to foreigners. And as soon as the backs of the foreigners were to him, he was immediately arrested. He will likely end up in what Cubans call strong prisons. Now, I printed off 17 pages of prisons in Cuba. They have men and women's prisons. They're everywhere. And it is a prison island. The Cubans cannot leave easily. Number one, they don't have the money. And very few countries will give them visas. There are many young people now that are better educated and would like to come to the United States, but they can't get a visa because the concern is that they don't have property or any reason why they would want to return to Cuba. I also found out that the Cubans have free education and free medical care. It's mostly holistic herbs. Medical care, obviously, they can't afford pharmaceuticals, so they are being treated more holistically than we are here. With free education, of course, the education is propaganda. But many doctors are coming out of Cuba. And what Fidel Castro did in order to get oil during the embargo of the United States, he was sending a lot of the educated doctors to South America, to Venezuela, where in exchange for oil. And gas is extremely expensive there. Many of you may have heard about the old-time 1950 and early 1960 Ford and Chevrolet cars. There are those cars there that are used for taxis. By and large, the Cuban people have no cars, and they walk.
Do you know how you can tell if you're dropped from space? You know how you know in Cuba and not other other Caribbean country or South America? All the men have big shoulders from pushing automobiles that have no gas.
Well, I want to say that I asked the main causes of death there in Cuba, and number one, it is heart disease. Number two, it's accidents. People being run over by motor scooters, by bicycles, pedestrians. Just the main mode of operation or transportation is walking, and we're talking very long distances. This is all in the climate action plans for these resilient cities planned here in the United States.
By the way, the conference they had 2 years ago with the Vatican and 72 world leaders and Barack Obama, I call it the Abominator, was to Cubanize America and the Western world, and they will threaten African nations. You can't industrialize like America, or the planet will turn into Venus and you'll all die.
Well, I can say that Cuba is very impoverished. It is really hand-to-mouth. There is not enough food. The food ration cards that they have in the little tiny stores where they can pick up only minimal food items will not last an individual Cuban more than maybe a few weeks. It's not enough food to get them through the month. And they do have tractors there, and interestingly enough, they don't use the tractors for farming because it's too expensive to operate them with the gas. So they will park the tractors next to the fields, and then they will load up the tractors with picked produce or so forth, and then transport it with a tractor that way. But we saw many horses, many carts, lots of people on foot. Again, as I was saying, the houses are just very impoverished houses. There's just no money. People, again, when they only make $20 a month, the best industry for the young people to be employed in, of course, would be the tourist industry. The problem with tourism and the fact that it's now mushroomed, particularly since they're allowing Americans in there, is there are not enough hotels, there is not enough food, and there isn't the water. We can't drink their water. So they have a real problem addressing the desire to make...
So they have Americans that are sleeping in people's homes, and they're keeping them drunk because they can't drink the water.
That's exactly right. And it's interesting because when I was mentioning to a few people that we were going to Cuba, people were saying that they knew people that had had a wonderful time there. Well, I was watching and observing and seeing, it seemed like many of the tourists were in bars just drinking it up. Because after all, they are on vacation. And they weren't seeing what was really happening in Cuba. And when you read the climate action plans and the resilient plans, and you look around, you see police hiding in the streets, you see cameras, you see the change out of LED lights in these very dusty cobblestone streets in Cuba, getting ready for the eye in the sky for full on bore, more massive surveillance than they even have now.
Right.
And it was really diabolical. We saw the tomb where Fidel Castro was entombed in Santiago de Cuba, and heavily guarded, as you could imagine, naturally something like that would be. But just the guides, when we tried to, of course, ask them that we really wanted to know what the story behind the story, that we were not interested in the typical tourist sites, they would pull us aside and look around carefully, make sure no one was standing around in a plain clothes, and then they would whisper and tell us things that were going on in Cuba. We, of course, shared with them some of the photographs that we have of the heavy chemtrails. They do chemtrail over Cuba. We got photographs of that as well, so they're under...
Yeah, by the way, the chemtrails are only lower altitude rain modification, but the higher altitude stuff is even more dangerous and you don't see it. Now, the way you can see it, listen how you can see it, if you have an infrared camera or scope, at sundown and sunset, you'll see torsion fields showing up in the upper troposphere at 72 to 80,000 feet. You can see the torsion fields actually steering the weather systems in the upper atmosphere with an infrared camera at sunrise or sundown.
Well, I want to say more about Cuba, and I will. They are writing a new constitution now, and from what I'm understanding, it's through an advisory board, which is very typical to the kinds of advisory boards that have rewritten everything that exists here in the United States policy-wise.
Right.
Advisory boards are set up. They are consensus-based. It's really a mob-rule decision.
It's Delphi technology.
And it is the Delphi technique. And so that is implemented everywhere in every country, and that is the way in which the World Bank, the Rothschilds, the controllers move policies through, allowing people to believe they have input in policies. We're coming to the end of the show. Be well, everybody. Stay safe. Stay tuned.
Absolutely, and soon, I think, Deborah, you're going to have a show on my new stream network as well, besides the show you do with me on Mondays. You have a lot more time to get it out. We're going to syndicate it all over the world in many countries. Really important to understand we have the highest quality information, but the most important thing is don't believe us. Ask better questions when you see the truth of the documents on StopTheCrime.net. Then pray after you cry and do something. Don't just sit there in the middle of the highway, about to be run over. Do something, please. Coming back to another amazing show with Kelby Smith and John W. Spring, we're coming up to Thanksgiving. We have to have thanks to God that we're getting the truth out now before it's too late. Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.